Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Yes, thank you, New Zealand On Air Music. And today we have Emily Cuff in the studio. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you.
Yeah. How are you feeling about your performance today?
I'm pretty nervous, but I'm also really, really excited.
We're very happy to have you up in the studio. Now, for those who don't know who you are, who is Emily Cuff? Tell us a bit about yourself.
I am a singer-songwriter from New Zealand. Not just a singer-songwriter, I do a lot of other things. I'm a performer, I love dancing and acting, but obviously I'm here today for my singing and songwriting. I love writing songs that are very personal to me and thoughts that I can't generally have in normal conversation, and I like to put it into music and express it through that, yeah.
That's very, very beautiful. Now, you have some very exciting things coming up in your life, so if you want to tell us a bit about that. I know you're going to New York very, very soon.
Yes.
So why are you going to New York?
Yeah, so in August I'm moving to New York and I'm studying a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Musical Theatre, so that's a 4-year course, and I have a scholarship for that, which is going to be exciting. So in August I'm moving, and in order to prepare for that I'm doing a little fundraiser concert with my twin sister, actually, Elise.
Awesome.
So that's on April the 24th. And if you go onto my Instagram, Emily WT Cuff, you'll be able to see some advertisement for that to see how to get tickets.
Awesome. Now, who's joining us in the studio today?
Today, I have Lucas Pickford on the bass with me, and I also have Evie Bamford helping me with the egg shaker.
And Dad has been demoted
from
the egg shaker.
Yes, Dad was going to do the egg shaker, but he's here for moral support, which
and
is
we
great.
Loved that. We loved
love
that.
Love it, yes.
Yes, no, he was very, very nice coming in. He was like, oh, where do we park, doing this and that. So
he's great.
Shout out Dad, number
love
one supporter.
Him. Thanks, Dad.
All right, now tell us about this first track you're going to play.
No,
you're all good. Polly Pocket.
Yes.
Yes, tell us about that.
Yes, so Polly Pocket, this is my first song. I just recorded it recently in studio at Depot Sound, so hopefully it'll come out some point this year. This song kind of was a song that I wrote when I was just playing around. I find that some of my best songs are ones that I don't really plan in my head. I just started singing about a Polly Pocket, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. So then, I don't know, I just wrote this song, and I really liked it. Yeah.
Awesome. Now I'm excited to hear it. Should we crack into it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
Waiting for the day to end, sitting with my own thoughts, lying the linen on the bed. Drunken words twist like a knife, hanging over my head, pain echoes through my mind. What a waste of my time to fall in love with you. What a waste of my time to think I had anything to do with you. In my life, I don't want to just be a little Polly Pocket sitting on a pedestal, and all my life thinking what it would have been if I had never chose you. But I'll wait for another day, another day. Silence is so loud, I hold on to every creak from floorboards, scars mentally that you left. Did not consider that this would never end. What a waste of my time to fall in love with you. What a waste of my time to think I had anything to do with you. In my life, I don't want to just be a little Polly Pocket sitting on a pedestal. And all my life, thinking what it was. I had never chose you, but I'll wait for another day, another day. Why do things always come in this way? I never get to pick what I have to lose. It's unwritten in the rules that I'll talk to the walls and to the floors. Lost the page that mentions you, but till I'm rid of it, I'll put up with you. What a waste of my time to fall in love with you. What a waste of my time to think I had anything to do with you. 'Cause in my life I don't wanna just be a little Polly Pocket
to have a look. That was incredible. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Wow. Okay. Well, what's next? I'm so excited to hear more now.
The next song is a song called Abode, and I actually wrote this quite recently. So it's still quite new, and it's probably going to develop a bit more as I play it, but I wanted to play it here.
Is this one of your first performances of this single?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, exciting.
This song has been just played in my room, so it's the first time it's getting heard by a lot of people.
Yes, yes. No, that's awesome.
Yeah, I sort of wrote it off of some experiences my friend had. She's from Germany, and so she lives far away from her family, and I just asked her about experiences and how she feels about living so far away, because obviously I'm about to live really far away in New York.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I took her experiences, sort of made this short little song. So.
I feel like the song will hit a lot different when you move overseas and when you're getting very homesick.
For sure.
Let's just enjoy it while you're still in Auckland at the moment.
Yes, exactly. More lonesome time.
I'll try my best to get by. I wanna feel safe again, a familiar embrace. Whisper in my ear, everything will be okay. So close but so far, I need the shoulder you said I could rely on. I want the abode that I knew of. Mm-hmm. Used to live our life the same, but now it's so different. I forgot to mention on the call the other day, scared of disconnection, and I forgot the section where it says I'd wanna be at home every day. I'll try my best to get by either way. I wanna feel safe again, a familiar embrace. Whisper in my ear, everything will be okay. So close but so far, I need the shoulder you said I could rely on. I want the abode that I knew
Fantastic. Wow.
Oh, goodness gracious. Thank you.
I feel very privileged being able to be one of the first people to hear that live and not just, you know.
Oh. Yes.
All right, now, last track.
Yes.
What do we have?
Well, okay, back on the guitar. The next song I'm playing is a song called 10 PM.
Yeah.
And I entered this into one of the Play It Strange competitions last year in 2025, and it got through. It was the National Songwriting Competition. And it just got released on the 10th of February. Go have a listen on Spotify. It's Emily Carf. Yeah, 10 PM. so, yeah, that's
awesome.
What I'm going to play.
Let's get into it.
Yes.
I never trust what I feel past 10 PM. I'd rather suffer in the darkness, 'cause I can't control what I'd say then. It's happened before, felt like a fever dream. Opened up from the start, but left bleeding. 'Cause all I wanna do is tell you what is on my mind. 'Cause I just want you to realize sitting outside away from the crowd. Emotions running high, 'cause the room is way too loud. talking for hours as each minute passes by. I could tell a phase was starting in my life, 'cause all I wanna do is tell you what is on my mind. 'Cause I just want you to realize keep on waiting, holding on to hopes and seeing it through. I never trust what I feel past 10 p.m. I'd rather suffer in the darkness, 'cause I can't control what I'd say then. It's happened before, felt like a fever dream. For now I'll keep on believing that you'll wake me up when you're done sleeping. 'Cause I just want you to tell me what is on your mind. In a conversation at 10 p.m. 'Cause I know I've tried.
That was amazing.
Thank you so much.
So just, I know we talked about this at the start of
yes.
Fancy New Band, but where can people find you? Do you have anything coming out soon? Mm-hmm. What are your plans for the rest of this year? All that good stuff.
Yes, so you can find me on Instagram or Facebook, Emily WT Cuff, and also on TikTok, actually. On Spotify, Emily Cuff, and go have a listen to my recent releases, which is Rain Ballad and 10 p.m. And Polly Pocket is hopefully coming out later this year, so keep an eye on my Instagram for that, because I will be letting everyone know when I'm releasing that, because I'm very excited for people to hear that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And your fundraiser?
Yes, fundraiser concert, 24th of April, the Long Bay College Auditorium. I'll have all the advertising on my Instagram page, but if you're interested and want tickets, you can email my dad, jaredcuff@gmail.com, jaredcuff@gmail.com. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having us on. Thank you, New Zealand On Air, for providing such incredible artists for us to play on air, and well, have a lovely rest of your day.
Thank you so much. You too.
That was a Fancy New Band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.